Next is a guardianship letter for Amy Grillo. Last name Grillo, Amy, A-M-Y. Date, scene was September 23rd, 2022. New paragraph 2 might make concern, comma. I am a physician and I was asked to evaluate Amy Grillo for her mental status and for guardianship period. New paragraph, Ms. Grillo has had extremely severe hepatic encephalopathy being treated with lactulose, and she has cirrhosis, period. She's in the hospital with severe cirrhosis and complications of this, period. She was extremely confused when she came to the nursing home, and she was seen at Maplewood's Manor, period. New paragraph, I did a mini mental status exam today in which she scored 30 out of 30, and she scored 2 out of 2 in clock drawing, period. She doesn't remember everything about her course in the hospital or what led up to it, but she does have insight into her medical problems, including the cirrhosis and Crohn's, and she has insight into alcohol excess, period. She has a temporary guardian now, period. Although she is totally oriented and able to read, write, and copy, and she seems to have insight into her problems, comma, I believe she had very high risk of returning to encephalopathy, and her liver disease appears to be severe as evidenced by her elevated prothrombin time without any anticoagulation, period. I believe she needs a temporary guardian for and would like to see a more prolonged period of time in which she is lucid before giving her over to guardianship, giving her back her own guardianship, period. However, if she undergoes a substance abuse treatment and stays free of alcohol and free of encephalopathy for a much more prolonged period of time, she would then deserve to have her own guardianship back, period. She would be able to participate in a guardianship hearing, period. If I can be of further assistance, you may contact me at 810-845-9275. Sincerely, Randolph Schumacher, M.D.